the Cancer Center grant really began in 1978 and has grown since then. Up until 2005, Carmanis was a part of the Detroit Medical Center. And they became independent from the DMC in 2005. And then in 2014 was acquired by the McLaren Healthcare Company. And so we've been part of McLaren since 2014. It was really the advent of the acquisition by McLaren that the cancer centers around the state of Michigan proliferated. So the expansion of the cancer care services across the state began with Carmanis, a cancer center being established at each of the McLaren subsidiaries around the state of Michigan, from Detroit up to Petoskey, from Lansing east to Port Huron. And then we've had a natural extension of Carmanis Hospital main campus by opening up an ambulatory clinic in Roseville a couple years ago, the opening of this Dearborn facility a week ago, and then we will continue to grow the number of locations that we have to provide cancer care services in the communities for which we serve. Cancer is increasingly an outpatient business, so it's very important that we spread ourselves out and provide services in the communities in which our patients live for their convenience without sacrificing quality, without sacrificing all of the acute tertiary care services that are available at the main campus hospital.
Getting medical services to people in remote areas has been a challenge for a long time, and obviously that's what this does.
Right. So starting with Detroit, it's really a hub and spoke mentality. Mm-hmm. Where the Detroit main campus hospital is the hub. We're building spokes around the suburban metropolitan area to be able to provide those services in the communities where the patients live. Cancer is an increasingly outpatient business, and so we can provide clinic visits, we can provide infusion services, we can provide outpatient mammography, other outpatient procedures, but yet still have the access to all of the more tertiary acute care services in the downtown hospital, whether it be, you know, surgeries, whether it be our brand new spec CT that we'll be installing here in a couple months, etc. So as far as the statewide footprint is concerned, we have cancer centers all around the state of Michigan. The goal of those cancer centers is to provide those local services that can be provided locally, but you get the same quality, the same treatment protocols, the same access to clinical trials, the same access to specialists as if you were in downtown Detroit. So whether you're in Petoskey or whether you're in Detroit, you still have access to all of the services that Carmanis has to offer.
How did the Dearborn location we're in now come about? You mentioned it's been open a week. As you plot and look at areas where you hope to expand and probably get the biggest reach for your locations, how did this one come to pass?
Well, Dearborn is a very important market for us and always has been with our relationship with Access and other groups in the area. It's 10 or 15 miles to downtown Detroit, so it's convenient for those higher acuity services that the patients might need. But we really focus on getting those services into the locations where patients live. And the Dearborn Heights and surrounding areas has always been a very important market for us. We're trying to bring the services closer to them rather than asking them to travel.
I'm curious, I just heard a report a couple of days ago in regard to cancer survivability and the progress that has been made. The report, to my mind, as I was driving at the time, was comparing to maybe 20, 25 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. But what would you say in regard to facilities like this, the reach, the level of care that you referenced being available, and the progress that's being made as a result of that?
Well, we're one of 57 NCI-designated cancer centers in this country, and we've held that designation since 1978, so a very long time. We were one of the early adopters. Cancer survivor rates, thankfully, continue to improve. It's because of the improved treatments that are available, improved drugs that are available, increases in availability of immunotherapies, radiopharma treatments. And you know, our goal, you know, it's a long-term goal, but our goal is to cure cancer. Our goal is to provide those treatments that can help patients survive longer with a high quality of life. Patients of Carmanis get access to over 250 clinical trials that we run on an annual basis. We have one of the largest clinical trial offices in all of the country. This gets patients access to phase one trials where new drugs under development are presented to people for the first time. But they have access to lots of new technologies, lots of new clinical trials, all of the leading edge technology that we have available to us in this market. And there's a tremendous advantage to getting early access to early treatments that can increase life expectancy while maintaining quality of life.
Before I end every interview by asking what I haven't thought to ask, so I'm getting close. But I wanted to, not to diminish what we're talking about here today within Dearborn. But is the plan, I think you mentioned, to just continue to open up satellite centers, I would call them? I mean, can you clue us in regard to what the overall plan is as you guys move forward?
Well, following the hub and spoke mentality,
right.
You know, the hub in downtown Detroit, our goal, like we did with the network, where we expanded the cancer centers at all the McLaren subsidiary hospitals around the state of Michigan, the same approach here, and that we'll continue to look for locations where we can expand our ambulatory outpatient reach and reach more of our customers where they live. This is just the early stages of that expansion out into the ambulatory network.
I did think of one more I'd like to ask you beforehand. And I don't want to put you in a position that's not your qualification, if you will, but what would you say to people who, you know, you hear cancer, people obviously for appropriate reasons fear such a diagnosis. But going back to what we were just talking about in regard to the prognosis and the work being done here, it's not necessarily a death sentence. There have been a lot of achievements as far as treatments. I don't want to overstate it, but I'd be interested in your reaction to people about it's manageable, nobody wants it, but you know, go see professionals, and it's not necessarily your worst fear, I guess is what I'm driving at.
So the advantage of Carmanis as a NCI designated comprehensive cancer center is that patients have access to all of the specialties, all of the specialists in cancers. It's a multidisciplinary approach. So all of these specialists all get together, they talk about the particular case and talk about the best ways to treat that patient. A huge advantage in the cancer environment. You also have the advent of immunotherapy. So, and then the other thing is CAR-T therapy. So CAR-T therapy is a treatment protocol that's been around for maybe 4 years now. And it is a life-saving technique for many patients. And for those that are unfamiliar with the CAR-T therapy, the cancerous cells are withdrawn from the patient's body. They're shipped to a manufacturing facility. The cancer cells are drawn out, new cells are put in, and then those healthy cells are put back into the patient's body. This is a life-saving technique for many patients that up until 4 years ago didn't even exist.
That's fascinating. I could go on a tangent with that, but I won't. Meaning I'm assuming there's a uniqueness to each individual, so it has to be...
There is.
So it's not like you could do this and remove cells and give it to somebody else.
Yeah, these are patients who have failed multiple lines of therapy.
Wow.
And this really is their last chance. And there's been a high success rate for these therapies.
That's fascinating. I'm done. At the end of your interview, as I mentioned, you were great. You've given me more than enough to work with. But I always ask it, and I get unique responses. Some people say I'm good, but I'm curious what I haven't thought to ask you, what this day means to you. I don't know how many years you've been working with Carmanis, and you've seen a number of these centers open, I'm assuming, but a significant day.
Well, I've been in healthcare for 40 years, and healthcare has developed a lot in those 40 years. And I've been at Carmanis now close to 10 years, and the growth that we have seen at Carmanis has been phenomenal. and we continue to increase our outreach to patients. Our goal is to get to as many patients as we can and provide them the high quality of care that we're able to offer. Access to clinical trials, access to new therapies, access to new technologies. It's imperative that we get to as many people as we can in the communities in which they live.
Do you have a ballpark figure how many Camarena's reaches in a year, roughly?
Well, we diagnose 14,000 new patients, new cancer patients every single year.
Wow.
We treat over 30% of the cancer patients in the state of Michigan today.